Hey Radiant listeners, Riley Hart here. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of bricks? You know those moments when anger, resentment, or hurt just weigh you down, making it hard to move forward? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. Holding on to grudges and refusing to forgive can be like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It ultimately hurts us more than anyone else. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into the incredible power of forgiveness and how letting go of those heavy burdens can actually set you free. Imagine walking lighter, feeling freer, and having more room in your heart for love, joy, and happiness. That's the magic of forgiveness. It's not about condoning bad behavior, but about releasing yourself from its grip. So, how do we make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind on your journey to freedom. First off, understand that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It doesn't mean saying what happened was okay or forgetting it ever took place. Think of it as releasing the grip those negative emotions have on your spirit. Holding on to anger and resentment just keeps you tethered to the past. When you forgive, you choose to break free from that emotional prison. You step into a space of personal empowerment and healing. Secondly, remember that forgiveness isn't about the other person, it's about you. It's not about saying they were right or making excuses for their actions. It's simply about choosing to let go of the anger and bitterness you're carrying. Holding on to those feelings only keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself holding a heavy rock, a symbol of that grudge. Carrying it around is exhausting, right? But when you choose to forgive, you make the conscious decision to drop that rock. You lighten your load and open yourself up to joy and peace. Thirdly, forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge the pain, and allow yourself time to heal. It might take days, weeks, or even months. There will be good days and bad days. Just keep focusing on letting go, one step at a time. Next up, remember that forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You don't have to become best friends with the person who hurt you. Forgiveness simply means releasing the anger and resentment you're holding onto. It allows you to move forward without being burdened by those negative emotions. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this journey. Remember that you are worthy of love and forgiveness, even if others haven't shown you the same. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant artist who poured her heart into creating a stunning piece for a gallery exhibition. Sadly, it was met with harsh criticism and public ridicule. The pain of those words cut deep, leaving Sarah feeling discouraged and doubting her abilities. She held on to that hurt, letting the negativity consume her creativity. Months passed, and Sarah found herself avoiding new projects, afraid to expose herself again. But then, Sarah decided to take a different path. She realized that holding on to the pain was only hurting her. She started practicing forgiveness, not for the critics, but for herself. She acknowledged the hurt, validated her feelings, and chose to let go of the anger. Slowly, she began to reclaim her creativity, painting with newfound joy and confidence. Sarah's story reminds us that forgiveness is a journey towards self-healing, allowing us to rise above negativity and embrace our true potential. So remember, radiant listeners, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings, it's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. It's a gift you give yourself. A chance to heal, grow, and live a lighter, more fulfilling life. Take action today. Reflect on any grudges or hurts you might be holding on to. Make a conscious decision to start letting go. You don't have to do this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, journal your feelings, or even seek professional guidance if needed. Remember, every step towards forgiveness is a step towards becoming your most radiant self. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.